joining the studio this morning, Lisa Coombs Giroux and also Melanie Ferrier, all things Y this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And well, Lisa, welcome to the studios again. And I guess we'll start with you. You've got a few bits that you want to make sure folks know about. So let's start. What's on the burner?
We appreciate it. This morning, we're really struggling with our Strong Kids campaign this year. We've given away almost $90,000 in scholarships this year for folks that couldn't quite afford to participate and keep the families healthy. And we've only raised about $50,000. So we're trying to catch that gap up. I know there was an editorial last Friday in the Mining Journal, and we've had a few people send some funds in, which really helps. We're just trying to make that gap. And if anyone has, you know, an extra $5 or $10 or $25, you know, send it in to help support Strong Kids.
Is time an issue with that? Are we talking about getting it in by the end of the year?
End of the year will give the folks the tax break, but any time during the year, funds are more than welcome.
Let's back up a little bit, maybe for those that aren't familiar with what the Strong Kids campaign is. What is it for?
Good job, Walt. That's a great idea.
I've been trying.
That's great. Strong Kids really is for families who can't afford to participate. For whatever reason, they've had financial hardship. And yet their kids, you know, families need support. They want to be involved in programs and they want to participate in the Y, which means their kids can stay healthy, learn a little bit about nutrition, activity, fitness, and they don't get that opportunity. Schools these days just don't have as much PE as they used to, so kids don't get the gym activity. And the cold weather, particularly, kids don't sometimes get outside. They're sitting in front of the TV or they're playing the video games. And at the Y, we really want kids to be active, to have healthy lifestyles. And that's one of the things that Strong Kids does. It allows folks to apply for a scholarship, and then we reduce the rate that they would be paying. But no one gets turned away. We've allowed everyone to have a membership that's requested to have a membership. They may pay as little as $5, $10, $20, based on a scale of what they can afford. And based on whatever they can afford, they pay monthly, and the scholarship fund picks up the balance of that.
It's also, I'm sure, very rewarding to see these kids be able to come through. And I know, Melanie, you could talk about this, too. Definitely. You're hands-on with those kids directly. I mean, it's got to be something to have them be able to get through.
It really is amazing when we are able to provide those opportunities and see the kids grow from it. And it really makes a direct impact in their lives. Like, they come to me and they're like, and they don't even know most of the time that they've been scholarshiped. And they're just like, wow, this is the best thing ever. And like, they want to think about how they can do it again and again and again. So it's really nice to see them just grow and be there.
Lisa, how can somebody, if they want to get involved with it, how can they do? I mean, obviously for the end of the year here, there are tax benefits, but like you said, you can do it throughout the year. But what is the process of making a contribution or getting involved?
There's a couple different ways. You can just send a check to the Y. It's YMCA at 1420 Pine Street, Marquette, Michigan, 49855. Or if they'd like, they can get involved in the campaign itself. We're setting up for next year's campaign at this point, and we're looking for some captains or volunteers who would be willing to help, you know, direct the funds and be able to decide, you know, how they're going to approach, who they will approach, and ask for funds to help support the kid programs. We have had a tremendous need in the community this year for Strong Kids, and we've given away scholarships almost $90,000. There is no one turned away from joining the Y, and what we've done is we've subsidized those kids and families to be part of the Y this year, and the donations to cover that just have not been there. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to catch up that shortfall at the end of the year, of course, and we're about $40,000 short right now. So if everybody sent in $5, we would be there, and that would be fabulous.
It seems easy, but it's hard to do right now. It's to put that value into the listener. But Melanie, I mean, in particular,
I'm waving my hand over here, but I'm like, it's a community reinvesting in a community. I mean, we're giving opportunities to help, you know, to make it possible so that they can just, it's a cycle to keep reinvesting in the community. So it's worth that, like, $5, even though it's hard right now, I think.
$5 isn't really that hard, and I think people could do it. You say it's interesting that if everybody that was out there could do it, it would really help. I mean, you have a core. You've got a certain amount of support, but now you're looking for that added little push, right?
Well, what's happened this last year is we've kind of changed our focus to youth and family, and everybody's kind of thought of us as a fitness center and a core, you know, that maybe it's just been fitness, and that's really not Y's main mission. It's about developing, you know, kids and families and then the community, and nowhere in that really does it talk about fitness. That's part of the component and the benefit, but really what we're about is developing kids and families, and the thing this year, we have had a tremendous need, and we've really changed the way we operate. We're partnering with a number of organizations. Lake Superior Community Village, we're partnering with them. We've partnered with several of the schools, Ishpeming, Negaunee, and MAPS. Both the cities of Negaunee, Ishpeming, and actually the city of Marquette are all our partners now. We're doing things in the community, benefiting kids, and we've had much more kids apply for scholarships and families apply for scholarships. And I think you just see it growing. It's amazing. And as Mel said, you know, it's so enthusiastic to see these kids come into the facility. And I mean, we had 35 kids on break last week of Thanksgiving, and 13 of those kids were on scholarships. You know, we're really making a difference in some kids' lives.
Well, once again, for those that are listening in this morning, how can they get involved, not only financially, but also by getting involved in the program? What can they do?
They can contact the YMCA. The phone number is 227-YMCA or 227-9622, or they can drop a check in the mail. The address is 1420 Pine Street and Marquette, 49855. And if they want, give us a call and sign up to help support Strong Kids and then be a member in this next campaign. We would love some volunteers to help with the next campaign.
And I know in particular, Melanie, you'd like to see this keep going just because it gives the kids an opportunity to take part.
It definitely. And we have some amazing programs. So it really just, oh, it makes me so happy. I don't even know what to say about it because I've just seen it firsthand. Like, these kids benefit from it and it makes them want to find a way to continue it. So
it is the Strong Kids campaign. It's at the YMCA of Marquette County. You can get involved by giving them a phone call, send them a check if you can. Also, a website, I'm sure, which is
www.ymcamqt.org.